Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you heard of Unidragon?
Are you serious? Of course I know who Unidragon is. That's the puzzle dude.
The true wooden puzzle company that you can get for all of your holiday shopping.
Get the owl.
If you could have one puzzle underneath the tree for Christmas or the holiday season, what would it be, Mike?
It would be a Unidragon puzzle.
That's right. And which Unidragon puzzle would it be for your household?
The owl.
Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles.
Tech Time listeners, use promo code DRAGONTECH. Again, that's DRAGONTECH for a 10% discount code.
Now's the time to go to Unidragon.com. Again, that's Unidragon.com. Don't be fooled by other imitation puzzle makers. Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. They're no longer three sizes, Mike. Guess how many they are now?
They're four sizes.
That's right. They're four sizes.
Make sure to visit techtimeradio.com/sponsors and click on the order now button to go directly to Unidragon.
Our number one sponsor says thank you. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Do you know the average person can sweat 463 pints per year?
Oh, that's gross. But I've totally been there, wiping my sweaty palms on my pants before shaking hands.
I can remember standing in front of a group of people about to do a large presentation and looking down and seeing those sweaty pits. Man, that is the worst.
Did you know that deodorants do nothing for sweat control? It's like putting a scented candle in your pits. And we just don't sweat under the arms.
That's right. We don't. We sweat all over. Yeah, that's what's cool about Carpe. They have not only created a revolutionary underarm antiperspirant, a lotion loaded with sweat control, Carpe also has a full line of sweat care for everywhere.
Founded by two guys who had sweaty palms their whole lives, Carpe was created with dermatologists and people actually diagnosed as excessive sweaters. So you know it works. Whether you want to avoid a sweaty brow, underarm stain, smelly feet, below the belt sweat, Carpe has a solution.
They sure do. And they have a full, no question asked, money back guarantee for the first 60 days. Not 30 days, but 60 days. Find their full line at mycarpe.com.
That's mycarpe.com, mycarpe.com. And for a limited time, use the code TECHTIME to save 15% on your first order. From now on, we will only sweat in the gym.
Life can get sweaty, but Carpe keeps you dry. Visit them at mycarpe.com.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading edge topics along with special guests to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, Pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum, the show that makes you go, Technology news of the week. The show for the everyday common person with insightful segments on subjects weeks ahead of the mainstream media. I don't know if you've noticed, but I am not Nathan Mum. I'm Gwen Way, and welcome to our show. As I'm sure most of you know already, we live stream in studio on Saturdays from 4 to 6 p.m., you can find us on YouTube, Facebook, and Twitch, and from our home radio station here at KKNW, 1150 AM. If you're not listening to us Saturdays, 4 to 6, then you're listening to a repeat. I think we can just leave it with that.
I was going to say, am I supposed to say something like Mike
Or do
does?
You want me to say it over here instead?
No. Okay. I think we're good. We have faith in our listeners. So Tech Time is a weekly two-hour technology show that talks about current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. And where do you go for all your Tech Time information? Say it along with me, folks. www.techtimeradio.com. You can watch the stream live, sign up for our newsletter, listen and watch archives, purchase merchandise, our NFTs, and even ask us technology questions that we could talk about on the show. Now is the time to engage us on Twitch TV /Tech Time Show and interact with our stream or send us a tweet at #TechTime. You can also call us at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-KKNW. That's 1-888-298-5569, and be part of the show. Okay, let's get started.
Now on today's show.
Okay, today on Tech Time with Nathan Mum, or not Nathan Mum as the case may be, Microsoft Edge is in trouble with nasty messages to a buy now, pay later scheme. Square changes its name to Block. Twitter removes 3,400 accounts used in government propaganda campaigns. And living robots made in a lab have found a new way to self-replicate. Finally, we have our pick of the day whiskey tastings. Oh, you don't want to miss this one, folks. And Mark's Mumbles, brought to us by Story Coffee. All of this on hour one of our two-hour show. On the second hour, we have a unique in-studio gadgets and gear segment, since I'm here anyway. We have brought back a fan favorite, as we will have two truths and a lie. But most importantly, we have our letter segment, as we read Nathan's email, because Nathan honestly gets the best spam.
He does.
Finally, we have This Week in Technology segment and a few breaking news articles we might bring up along the way. So once again, welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum, the show that makes you go, technology news for the week of December 4th through the 10th, 2021. And now let's introduce not Mike Gorday. I'd like to welcome Mark Gregoire to the show.
Thank you.
All right. We are going to start out, as always, the show with the loaded question of the week, brought to you by Elderberry Boost. Get your Elderberry Boost today at elderberry-boost.com. And since we are here because Mike is getting married and Nathan is the best man, I thought we might start off with a question that kind of fits in with that.
Okay.
So the question for this hour is, where is a great place to host a wedding?
Where is a great place to host a wedding? Well, I think both of us are going to answer. My guess is where we actually got married independently.
Right, right.
So I got married at a winery.
Oh, very nice.
And I think that's a great location. It's beautiful. It's got great food. And the alcohol's flowing.
I mean, you can't say no to that.
Not at all. Now, if it was just myself getting married to myself, which I know doesn't happen, then that would probably be someplace with a mariachi band, a taco truck.
I like it.
Otherwise, I'm saying winery. What about you, Gwen?
Well, as you know, I got married at the Woodland Park Zoo here in Seattle.
Right.
And that was magnificent. Not only did we have fun animals doing animal things, up to and including a bear scratching his back on a tree.
Classic.
It was amazing. But it also was just a beautiful ambiance. It gave everybody time to just kind of kick back and enjoy themselves. So that would be my answer.
I think those are two good answers.
Yeah. All right. And as always, we have our whiskey tastings during the commercials to see if our selected whiskey gets 0, 1, or 2 thumbs up.
I haven't even tasted it yet. We haven't tasted it yet.
No, we have not tasted it yet.
But Nathan picked it for us, so I'm thinking I know where my thumb's going.
Yeah, we're already terrified, Nathan, just so you know. But yeah, make sure to listen all the way through to pick up a few interesting facts that will make you go, Now let's go ahead and get our episode started with our first segment, the top stories, of course. This brings you to the top technology stories everyone will be talking about for weeks to come within the first 5 minutes of the show.
What's happening in the world of technology? This is our top stories in the first 5 minutes.
All right. Welcome to top stories in the first 5 minutes of the show. Let's start off with story number one. FTC is not happy with NVIDIA.
Nope.
So the FTC has actually sued to block NVIDIA from buying the British chip maker ARM. This is basically because it would give it an unfair advantage in a vertical or potential vertical monopoly.
That's right.
United States Federal Trade Commission said the deal would give it control over computing technology that competitors rely on, and sued to block the planned $75 billion acquisition.
That's right. Did you hear this is the biggest chip acquisition on the books ever?
Wow. I mean, that's a lot of money.
It is.
That's a B.
That's assuming it goes through, though. It may not go through.
That is true, especially not with the FTC blocking it.
I'm hoping it doesn't go through, actually, myself, because when they talked about the vertical market, do you know who the biggest competitor would hit?
No. Who is it?
AMD.
Oh.
And the reason why is the chips made by ARM is in their Samsung deal. So they use them for chips to build for Samsung.
Oh, interesting.
So NVIDIA is a direct competitor to AMD, and then they would own the chips that AMD depends on. And so that either the price would jack up or AMD would have to look elsewhere, which would just throw chaos.
That would just be ugly. Well, let's see if this is a good move for NVIDIA or not. We've got a local reporter reporting on this story. David, if you could please roll the audio.
In many ways, Mandy, people had anticipated the UK fighting against this, particularly as ARM is strategic to them in some extent. But it's interesting that they've been working so closely with the FTC as well.
Well, so right now, NVIDIA really is big in gaming, and they've been expanding on the AI side. And ARM, what it allows them to do is really expand their presence when it comes to all these different end markets and go beyond gaming and to an extent data center, which is relatively a fast-growing segment, but still kind of small for them when you compare, you know, the history of the company. ARM really gives them that broad exposure of different end markets.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Sounds like a nice one-sided view.
Exactly.
It is. It would be great for NVIDIA. Absolutely. But I don't know if it's great for the market.
For everybody else. Yeah. One thing that I did find interesting is that NVIDIA had actually proposed this deal back in September of 2020. And it took the FTC this long to actually step up and do something about it.
Yeah, I wonder why. Maybe they're busy with something else.
Maybe.
You know. All right. We ready for number two?
We are ready for number two.
Oh, my goodness. This is going to get my blood boiling. I got a few here. So Microsoft Edge now is bashing Google Chrome when you download it.
Oh.
So Microsoft Edge is now displaying in-browser alerts that discourage users from downloading Google Chrome by bashing the popular browser. So now when you go visit the Chrome page, if you're using Edge, you'll see a notification that's going to try and convince you not to change.
Oh, they'd have to try really hard for that one.
Now, for the most part, these in-browser notifications bashing Chrome by insulating Edge is more secure browser. So they're trying to say they're more secure. Chrome is outdated and boring. Chrome is slower and less reliable. You can save more money using Edge.
Wow.
They're just throwing out all these baloney statements. Oh, did I say that? I mean, I got all these other things that they're saying. It's just like blows my mind.
That is just crazy. And, you know, the browser wars were pretty hot early on. It's funny that Microsoft is trying to bring this back up.
Yep. So while users are rightfully annoyed, of course, by these pop-up ads and the snippet, but it's important to remember that Google performs similar behaviors, but not as direct as Microsoft Edge. They're more, you know, calm about it.
Right, right. Not less in your face.
Yep. And now Microsoft, what they're trying to say is, hey, look, we're using the same underlining as Chrome that both of are running on the Chromium browser. So it's the same performance and security, but you're better with us. But I don't know why they don't add that Microsoft adds all their bloatware and all their other stuff
exactly.
in there.
Exactly. Which slows it all down. So I think I'm going to stick with Chrome.
Me too. So now, my parents even use Chrome.
Oh, see, now there you go.
There's only one person I know that regularly uses Chrome.
Nathan?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, Nathan is Microsoft through and through.
Now, he claims it's not because it's a better browser because he gets some little points and it makes some money on the side. You know how cheap Nathan is.
Yeah.
So that's the only reason for using it, but I...
I don't know.
Not the way to go.
No, definitely not. Let's go on to story number three.
All right.
Twitter bans sharing of private people's photos and videos without consent. You would think that this would be common sense, but Twitter actually said this past week that users will no longer be able to share private media such as photos and videos of another person without their permission. So good job stepping up. We appreciate it. Twitter actually said in a blog post, sharing personal media, such as images or videos, can potentially violate a person's privacy and may lead to emotional or physical harm.
So I think this is a great idea.
Yeah.
I think so. It's all about context. You know, a lot of people say, why are you blocking me? Why are you doing this? But it's about context of what is being shown and do they have the right to show it? Where I start wondering where we're going, though, is the evaluation of it. Who's evaluating it? And then you start coming into, you know, that fine gray area of, is it right? Is it not right?
Yeah. Well, and how can you prove that you've gotten somebody's permission to post?
Well, yeah. I think what they're just going to do is probably going to be that backwards approach where you just post things and then somebody complains. And
then they take it down.
They take it down because they haven't got the approval.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
At least it's moving in the right direction because I do know people were posting things they shouldn't be posting for people that they shouldn't. And a lot of it was happening, you know.
It's just a bad move.
Yeah.
It gets, and there's been a lot of legislature about it recently, too. So I'm not entirely surprised that they've stepped up with this.
That's great. All right. Now we go from a kind of a positive story to, once again, my Microsoft Edge.
Oh, uh-oh.
So now they're allowing you to pay later scheme.
Wow.
So they're under fire right now from angry users because they've announced plans to build in a buy now, pay later function in the web browser.
So Microsoft is now a credit company.
Well, they're claiming no, they're not handling. They're just they're making that connection to people that can do this for you. Mm. So they're basically acting as a broker, is the way they put it.
Interesting.
They're saying the scheme allows buyers to divide payments into smaller chunks over time, but that allows people to get into risk of debt.
Oh, yeah. And you have to be careful with that. It adds up so quickly.
Yeah. Now, what is hilarious? I think this is hilarious. So thanks to the user-based tags, and you can tag different blogs, before they put the official announcement out, they had an unofficial announcement. People were able to put tags to it. So when the official announcement came out, the blog now features those tags. And the tags are hashtag poor leadership, garbage, embarrassment, exploitive.
Wow.
All I'm going to say is thank you for those individuals that did that.
Agreed. Agreed.
Yeah. Microsoft's claiming they're not collecting any fees. They're just trying to help people out. Once again, I use that word baloney.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good word for it. Well, I think our time is up. We got through 4 of the top 5 stories, so that's pretty good. If you want to learn more about any of these, please visit us online at techtimeradio.com and click on our episode selection or blog to get even more details on these stories and features. Now, it's time to get ready for our whiskey tasting at the break, but up next, we have our own What We Found on the Web segment you will not want to miss. You're listening to Tech Time with Nathan Mum, but not Nathan Mum. Join us after the break.
Hi, I'm Nathan Mum, host of Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum on KKNW. Tech Time Radio's live show is Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m., and you can always check us on the web at techtimeradio.com. Our segmented stylized radio gives you the breaking news before it hits mainstream media. Join myself and Mike Roday as we'll make you laugh.
That's good.
Hooked on phonics worked for you, didn't it?
Just a little bit.
And learning something new in technology, join us Saturdays, 4 to 6 p.m. and Thursdays from 6 to 7 a.m. The technology show for the everyday common person.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, the show that takes a positive, forward-looking approach to mid to late career transitions for Gen Xers and boomers every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock Pacific. Whether you're looking to stay in the traditional workforce, do your own thing, or retire or semi-retire, Reigniting You is your source for career transition advice, inspiration, and insight for what's next in your career and life. Join me Wednesdays at 3 o'clock to get re-energized, recharged, and reignited.
Welcome back to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum. We just had our first whiskey tasting.
Burning.
Oh, yeah. No. So we sampled our whiskey during the show. We have chosen Canadian Club, or rather Canadian Club 1858 was chosen for us. Wow.
Little history. How about that? Let's go to that before we have to describe what I'm feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was featured in a TV show.
Really?
Yeah. I never watched the show, but I'm familiar with the show, so that tells you how big the show was.
Okay.
Madman. So Don.
Really?
Don Draper. This was one of them that he used to drink. Don't know why, but it was.
I mean, he was pretty much drunk all the time, so maybe after you reach a certain limit, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm not positive on the 1858. That's just before the Civil War. I know it became big in the Civil War in the U.S. It was Canadian whiskey, and that came down because of some of the prohibition and with the Civil War, and then okay. later with prohibition is why it came across the border.
I'm not going to say what my vote is
me neither.
Yet, but. As much as I would love to visit Canada, I think I may have to put it off a little bit.
Yeah. I'll just talk about the aroma real quick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, please.
Strong nail polish.
I could see that. I was thinking turpentine, but...
Turpentine's a good description. So that's the nose, everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So you're
boring
you're
bottle,
your
horrible label.
And we'll get twist top.
And a twist top. We'll get to the tasting at the next segment.
I think that sounds good.
All right.
All right. So we're about to continue the show with what we found on the web. And, oh, we have some interesting stories from Twitter to the U.S. government buying things that are federally banned. Let's report on what's happening as we start the next segment.
What we found on the web.
Okay. So, first up, Twitter has removed 3,400 accounts used in government propaganda campaigns.
Yep.
They were connected to the governments of six different countries.
Mm-hmm.
Mexico. Tanzania, Uganda, Venezuela, and for the two that will surprise nobody, China and Russia.
Yeah. The one that surprised me on that list was Mexico.
Yeah. You don't think about Mexico.
I did not. When no. I saw that list, that's the one that was like, Mexico?
It makes no sense. Obviously, China is the one that had the largest number with more than 2,000 fake accounts. And most of them were actually used to distribute what I'm going to call false narratives
mm-hmm.
about from the Chinese Communist Party on the treatment of the Uyghur population in Xinjiang.
Did you see which one had the least amount?
I did not.
You want to guess?
I'm going to say Mexico.
No.
Really?
What's the least likely one to have the least after China?
Russia?
Russia.
Wow.
I know. That surprised me, too.
Well, there we go, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, So Twitter said that details about the campaigns and associated accounts have been shared with the Australian Strategic Policy Institute, Cazadores de Fake News, which I love the name of that, and the Stanford Internet Observatory, so that we can keep a closer eye on that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Right now, 3,465 accounts have been removed. But the company didn't share any specific details on them beyond what we've already discussed.
Yeah, not much. But it still is a positive direction, in my opinion.
Oh,
but
definitely.
It goes back to your earlier segment when you were talking about Twitter. And it was like, yes, this is a positive thing. They're doing propaganda. It was fake accounts upholding dictators. But once again, it comes down to context and who is doing that evaluation.
Exactly.
And that's something that I think we haven't quite figured out in the technology world yet.
The winners write the history, and technology just seems to be kind of continuing that.
So right direction, we just have to be careful.
Definitely, definitely. I think we're making good moves. We just need to kind of keep on making those good moves. All right. And a second story on our good friends in China. The U.S. government agencies have bought Chinese surveillance tech despite a federal ban.
Oh, this one gets
it's rough.
It is.
So at least three U.S. federal agencies, including the military,
mm-hmm.
Department of Defense, come on, we're watching you.
That's right.
Have purchased China-made video surveillance equipment banned from use in the federal government. Just about everybody is blaming the group, the GSA, General Services Administration, mm-hmm. for it, because the technology stayed on their list of acceptable purchases even after the ban.
Somebody's not updating the list.
Exactly.
You pass a law, but nobody does any work.
It's very important to update lists. I think we've all realized this. Hopefully the government will now, too.
Yeah. It got a little darker, though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't just buying from China, which we're not supposed to buy from China because there could be the issues of security and those rights.
Right.
But it was the companies they were buying for is why they got banned.
Right. So Dahua?
That's how I would say it.
Okay. Dahua was one of the main companies, and it was restricted in 2019. So 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly, again, going back to their treatment of the Uyghur.
Yep. Human rights violations.
Yeah.
Ethnic cleansing issues.
Slave labor. Just a lot of horrible things. Beijing actually relies on Dahua, and I apologize to anybody out there. Please write in, comment on Twitch, whatever. Let me know how this is actually pronounced. But Beijing actually relies on them to provide all of the surveillance equipment that they use to watch the Uyghur population and control them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty ugly situation all around. And the fact that we're actually funding it just kind of makes us, it just makes me feel a little bit of dirty, honestly.
Yeah, it's not, besides not being the right thing to do, it's we did the wrong thing by not cleaning things up. And this is something that, you know, me being an old man, I have to give kudos to the younger generation, is they're very conscious of where their money goes.
Definitely.
And not supporting those that are abusing others, not abusing human rights, you know, not treating fairly.
Yeah.
And it's something that we have to be aware of.
It's really nice that we do have a population at this time that is focused on that and kind of pulling the rest of us along with it. I hate using the word woke because I think it's kind of derogatory at this point. But honestly, the more that people speak about outrages like this, the more likely we are to do something to stop them.
Right. And then that's where we start doubting things. Did they really forget to take it off the list? Did they really not get around to it? Or is it more that it was more convenient not to do it? And it's easier to do this. And so by now buying things that are not secure, by buying things upholding the wrong regime to be easy for us, that's a problem.
Exactly. It's the 21st century. We can't just kind of throw money away like that anymore.
No. No, that is definitely a problem. So both these, so we had one uplifting story.
Yeah, we did. We did. Where Twitter is stepping up. We like that.
Yeah. And then we had one depressing story. So normally I'd reach for another drink, but we'll be drinking during the break again. So I don't think I need to jump that quickly.
No. We can go a little more slowly with this particular one.
I think we still have a couple minutes, right, David? What I would like to do, though, since we didn't really do it at the top of hour, and I know you were sitting in for Nathan, Gwen.
Right.
I would like you to do more of an introduction to yourself. I know people knew you as a tech and gadgets person, but there's a lot more to you.
That's true. I do have fun with the gadgets and gear segment once a month. I'm also one of the producers on the show. So even if I'm not here on the radio itself, you can know that some of the stories that are being brought in are about are things that I've dug up and found.
And she's always watching.
That is true. I'm always watching. If you have been on twitch.tv/techtime, you know that I am a mod in the chat and I'm almost always in there. So I'm watching you.
And your day job?
My day job is actually with a cybersecurity startup.
There we go.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I enjoy myself very much. We are a company that is based here in Seattle, but about 2/3 of our employees are actually up in Toronto. So right now I'm getting to do some fun stuff with the new regulations up there. They updated the government requirements for working with the government, CMMC 2.0 now. So we're doing a lot of that at the end of the year to make sure that we're ready for 2022. And one of the coolest things, one of our clients is the Canadian Olympic Committee.
Oh, go Canada.
Go Canada, yeah.
Go Canadian Club.
I mean, I'm just tying it full circle here. Full circle.
That's hilarious.
So, yeah, I've introduced myself. You've been introduced as a super fan and brought Nathan and Mike some really nice whiskeys.
I did. So I guess I should tell you a little of the background of that. So, Mark Grégoire, I'm Chief Information Officer over at Copiers Northwest. So when everybody hears Nathan talking about Copiers or Copiers Northwest, that's where it's from. Nathan used to be one of my employees.
Yep.
And so whenever he bags on it, he knows I'm listening. He knows the reason he's doing that is because I'm listening. And that's his way of poking fun at me.
I was going to say, I think that's how Nathan shows love.
It is. It is. So Nathan loved working there. We had a great time. And yeah. Gwen, you used to work.
I did. That's how we met.
That is.
Nathan came down to Austin, Texas, said, okay, you're cool. And brought me up here.
Yep. Nathan hired you. I hired Nathan. Nathan hired you.
Exactly.
And then near the end, you were working for me.
I worked for you.
You moved over to my department. So we're all one big happy family
exactly,
here.
Exactly. Which is really nice. So it's good that we're getting the chance to get together
it
again.
Is.
Yeah. Even if Nathan destroyed all of the goodwill that you had built up with bringing them.
Well,
nice
we all
whiskeys.
Know where the good stuff actually is today, so that's why.
That is true. I'm pretty sure that Mike has a good spread somewhere. I've been told that there is no alcohol at the wedding itself.
At the reception even?
At the reception even.
Oh, I'm glad we're not knee-deep in the whiskey because I'd have some comments on that.
Choices were made and sacrifices were necessary and you know, as long as Mike and his new bride are happy, that's all that matters.
Well, everybody has their personal choice.
Yes. Yes. All right. So I think we are good with this then.
I think it's time for our break.
But when we return, we have a robot story of replication that is going to blow your mind. Tech Time wish list with a few items to get on your savings now. I am not Nathan Mom with Tech Time Radio, along with Mark Gregoire and David. Please join us after the break.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you heard of Unidragon?
Are you serious? Of course I know who Unidragon is. That's the puzzle dude.
The true wooden puzzle company that you can get for all of your holiday shopping.
Get the owl.
If you could have one puzzle underneath the tree for Christmas or the holiday season, what would it be, Mike?
It would be a Unidragon puzzle.
That's right. And which Unidragon puzzle would it be for your household?
The owl.
Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. Tech Time listeners, use promo code DRAGONTECH. Again, that's DRAGONTECH for a 10% discount code. Now's the time to go to Unidragon.com. Again, that's Unidragon.com. Don't be fooled by other imitation puzzle makers. Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. They're no longer three sizes, Mike. Guess how many they are now?
They're four sizes.
That's right. They're four sizes. Make sure to visit techtimeradio.com/sponsors and click on the order now button to go directly to Unidragon. Our number one sponsor says thank you.
Welcome back to Tech Time with Nathan Mum. I am not Nathan Mum. I am Gwen Wei. So, Mark, has the whiskey gotten any better?
It has not.
I would agree.
It has not.
I would agree.
So I looked it up beforehand, and we're supposed to get brown sugar with a little orange, a little sweetness, a little pepper spice, tinge of bitterness. I'm not getting any of that. I'm just getting water mixed with yuckiness.
Exactly.
I don't know the technical whiskey terms to describe it.
It's terrible. That's what it is. Terrible.
And a burn. A nice burn.
It's got a definite burn. I think if it was colder outside, we might be a little more comfortable with it. No. What am I saying? It's still awful. All right.
It's a little bit of toothpaste. A little minty toothpaste in the end.
I could see that.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know what's in it, it's a rye, Okay. Rye forward, malted rye, barley, and corn.
Okay.
Don't taste any of that, but
I don't either. It does kind of continue my I'm not a huge fan of ryes, but you know,
Don't judge ryes by this.
Please. Okay. Well, now that we've got the drinks out of the way, we get to talk about robots taking over the world.
Oh,
and
I love
this. If they get rid of this, then I am definitely welcoming our robot overlords. Let's get ready to start our next segment.
Welcome to Technology Insider. We get the information directly from the source.
Okay. So I think we are going to kind of go in reverse of the last segment where we started out happy and went sad. We're going to start sad and go happy so we can leave everybody on a high note for the first hour.
Is that whiskey? It's still burning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So in story number one, the U.S. rejects killer robots agreement and proposes a code of conduct.
I'm disgusted with this. Keep going.
It's terrible. Speaking at a meeting in Geneva focused on finding common ground on the use of such so-called lethal autonomous weapons, a U.S. official balked at the idea of regulating their use through a legally binding instrument.
You know what that means, why they don't want to do it.
Because they want to use them.
Exactly. Keep going.
Yeah. So rejecting calls for a binding agreement regulating or banning the use of weapons, Washington instead said maybe we need to just have a code of conduct. We'll promise not to use them. You can trust us.
It gets even better than that. Is it just any kind of code of conduct?
Oh, yeah. Non-binding.
Yes.
Code of conduct.
What? I got to be careful of my words so we don't hit a mute button here. What?
Yeah.
I can't think of the words.
Terrible.
What the heck? Mother of Pearl.
Mother of Pearl. That's a good one. That's a good one.
What is a non-binding code of conduct?
We promise to not do this, but if we do, our bad.
Not even our bad. It's oops.
Yeah. No, it's horrible. So the meeting saw governmental experts preparing for high-level talks at a review conference on the convention of certain conventional weapons. That's a mouthful. It's coming up December 13th through the 17th. And yeah, Josh Dorison, who is a U.S. official, said, in our view, the best way to make progress, doesn't say what kind of progress, but progress, would be through the development of a non-binding code of conduct.
I'm embarrassed of our government for this.
Yeah.
So I don't want to get political, but I'm very disappointed in the current administration. This is something I would have expected from previous administration.
Yeah, yeah. But no, we're just kind of continuing on.
And I understand we have to protect our country and they don't want to be hamstrung. But this is the blind leading, not really the blind leading the blind. It's just, it's.
The non-ethical leading the non-ethical.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Activists in a number of countries have, of course, called for an all-out ban on any weapons.
Why are we always last? Why are we like the least in everything? The worst in healthcare, the worst in I don't even get into school shootings. Our kids can't even go to school and they're scared.
Exactly. It's
healthcare. I mean,
I'm not entirely sure how we are a first world nation at this point, honestly.
No.
Yeah. So in November of 2018, so 3 years ago, the UN chief, Antonio Guterres, called for the ban. But yeah, countries can't even agree on whether there's a need to regulate the weapons or not, which makes no sense.
What they're looking for is lethal force without a human overseeing the process. That's really what we're trying to ban. Not so much robots going out and killing people, just they want a human to check it.
Exactly.
And this is paramount for protection. This reminds me, did you ever watch The Office?
I did.
Okay, the American version. I watched both.
Right.
The UK, I loved them both. Do you remember that part where Michael Scott's driving and he's following the GPS and he drives into a lake?
Yes.
This is what happens when you don't have human over. He just, when you trust blindly in the robots, you're going to land up in the lake or even worse.
Exactly.
And there's so many examples out there of where things could have gone badly wrong with technology.
Yeah.
But a human caught it in time and just put that in place.
And look at all of the people who are trusting Teslas to drive themselves and crashing.
Yeah.
It's technology is not at that point yet, and I hope it never will be, where we can just turn it over. As soon as we do that, we get Judgment Day and Terminator movies. And
I know. If we have missiles coming from, let's just say, Russia, because that's the cliche.
Yeah.
Coming from Russia. I want a human to make a quick phone call first before we shoot missiles off.
Exactly. Is this sure a mistake?
Yes. Is it real? Are they really? Or is it a computer error? Because we see computer. We all have laptops or computers or phones. We all have seen computer errors.
Exactly.
That drives me crazy.
And Dorison is insisting that the code of conduct would help states promote responsible behavior and compliance with international law. But honestly, have we ever seen that work? No. No, we have not.
No.
So, yeah, let's go on to the happy story. And this is actually a story that you found during our meeting.
Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about the living robots.
Living robots. I love this. So this is living robots that they made in a lab. They have found a new way to self-replicate.
That
so
is incredible.
This reminds me of another TV show. Now, Nathan, okay, I'm going to go on a tangent.
Okay.
Nathan talks about Star Trek sometimes.
Yes.
But he calls it Star Trek.
And every time.
It drives me crazy.
Yep.
Star Trek, Nathan. When you listen to the rebroadcast, it's Trek, not track. All right. So the episodes that I'm referring to is Wesley Crusher.
Oh, yeah.
With his nanites.
Nanites.
Yes.
They got into the engines and oh,
yes.
Yeah.
But then they turned out beautiful in the end.
They did. Nice.
And this is what this story is. So scientists have said they've never witnessed this type of replication in organic robots. So they're organic robots. So they're just hardware technology.
Okay.
Take a guess what the organicness is.
What is it?
Frog cells.
Oh, so we're going full Jurassic Park.
Sure. Yes. Jurassic Park all the way.
I love it.
Now, I think the scientists thought of that when they're doing this because they had a big blog, a big segment on here saying, hey, it doesn't matter that there's frog cells in there. We can stop them from replicating.
Well, clearly it did not work.
No, it didn't. So these are just simple programmable organisms that resemble like little stem cells, like in a petri dish.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can think about this like using the different cells as building blocks to make Legos. And they just kind of put these different cells together to create like a little organic robot.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. So they took it from a frog. It's from an African clawed frog. I thought that was pretty interesting.
Yeah.
And they have these tiny hair-like structures that propel them. And the scientists remodify them into a spiral because the spiral is a better shape for what they're really looking for them to go is like cancer cells or bad cells in our body and kind of herd them together and then
nice.
Kill them. And they found instead of just the regular little flipper in the back, if there was a little spiral, that actually herded cells better.
Oh, interesting.
But it gets freakier.
Okay.
When they replicate, they don't replicate as they designed them with the special spiral,
mm-hmm.
they replicate as they originally were created with just the straight
tail. Oh, wow. So they're like, nah, we get the new design, but we like the old school better.
That's right.
That is incredible.
I know. It was so exciting. So this is why it's positive is because what they can go out and do is, you know, really for the cancer research or a lot of other medicine things. And it's kind of just like the nanites in Star Trek is they were going and trying to find specific cells and then just kill those cells.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. I mean, you know, I hate to say what a world we live in, but that is absolutely incredible.
Yep. So one more thing I wanted to mention on that. So when we think about how long it took life to evolve on Earth,
mm-hmm.
it's a very long story. But here in the Petri dish, they completed a new form and replicated this organism.
That's, you know, I am going to, after the first story, I'm going to go back and say I'm still welcoming our robot overlords if they come in that form.
Yeah.
And like,
And then the scientist said, after discovering this new life form of self-replication, it shows that maybe life is more expected than unexpected. And that ties in so well to your Jurassic Park.
It does.
Life always finds a way.
It's
amazing.
Yeah. No, that is absolutely incredible. And excellent, excellent news. So that ends our segment, Technology Insider. Robots will one day take over the world. And when they do, they will burn this. So when we return, we'll have Mark's Mumbles brought to us by Story Coffee and the pick of the day. This has been a great hour, and we're just about halfway through the show. We'll see you after the break. From all of us at Tech Time, we hope you enjoy a little whiskey on the side during this commercial break.
Hey, Mike.
What?
Have you heard of elderberry?
Only in reference to a Monty Python movie.
Well, let me tell you, Elderberry Boost. Again, that's elderberry-boost.com.
Elderberry Boost.
Yes, Mike, that's Elderberry Boost.
You can choose organic Elderberry Boost, that 8-ounce size that's available on sale right now at $11.99. But you're listening here right now on Tech Time Radio, so you need to go to Elderberry, that's ELDERBERRY-boost.com, and get some today.
Elderberry Boost.
Elderberry is an all-natural organic immune system booster and antiviral. Elderberry is known to actively fight against viruses, including colds and the flu. It also works as a natural remedy for allergies, cancer, digestion, heart disease, high cholesterol, headache, toothache, weight loss, and reduced inflammation.
It's a natural and healthy diuretic and has many antiviral properties. While it is famous for fighting the flu, it is effective for any illness.
Elderberry Boost was created to provide a quality organic elderberry to their customers. After searching years ago for a perfect elderberry syrup, none could be found, so they essentially created their own homemade recipe.
If you would like to get 15% off your first order of Elderberry Boost, just put in the discount code TECHTIME at checkout.
Again, that's elderberry-boost.com.
Elderberry Boost.
You go, hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you ever heard of Unidragon.com?
Have I ever heard of Unidragon.com?
Yes, Unidragon.com.
Why, yes, I have heard of Unidragon.com. That's the puzzle dude.
The puzzle dude, that's correct. He has tons of puzzles. And of course, he is the best and original wooden puzzles.
You have owls.
Guess what is the number one best-selling puzzle?
The owl.
Do you think you had anything to do with that?
No, everybody loves owl.
Well, right now, you can get 40% off in stock if you go to unidragon.com/products/enchanting owl. You need to make sure you get yours today. Now, they also have 2 to 6 days for shipping and domestically ship within the United States. They have a great customer support. If you ever have any questions regarding your puzzle, except for how to put it together, you can email them at care@unidragon.com. If you want to get 10% off, you can use our code DRAGONTECH. Again, that's DRAGON, D-R-A-G-O-N, TECH, T-E-C-H, for a 10% off discount. Now, if you want the original, go to unidragon.com. You are a fakes. Only get your wooden puzzles at unidragon.com.
Get them all.
And now for Mark's Mumbles! Brought to us by Story Coffee. Visit storycoffee.com.
Guess I got to thank Nathan for that intro.
He has fun with them.
All right. Well, Gwen, I'm going to sound like a little bit like an old man again now. So if you give me a little time here.
Not
I'm
going
to talk about how technology may be the death of mankind.
Ooh.
It's almost like get off my lawn. So it's not by robots are going to come back and like Terminator and kill all of us. It's really technology or some technology is killing our humanity. You know, it's the pace of technology is exponential now. If you were to go back in history, it was like thousands of years as new technology came through. And then it turned into centuries. And then it turned into decades. And now we go weeks and days at technology. And humans and our emotional state and our understanding of this technology is not keeping up anymore. And people are taking advantage of that. And then you have the aspect of our kids.
Yeah.
And introducing technology too young to kids because it's all around. And you're seeing the depression and anxiety just increase exponentially because, in my opinion, they're introduced to things too early. They're too much of the pressure with the technology that is bringing right to them. Yes, yeah. Everything's so easy for us to get to, which is terrific. And being in COVID lockdown, being able to watch Netflix was terrific.
True.
But how many people talked about how problems that they had with the lockdown? And we had all this technology. And you go back to the Spanish flu where they had nothing and that was not one of the outcomes after those 2 years of lockdown.
Yeah, that's very true.
So really, this technology is decreasing our emotional connection. Yes, FaceTime is great. Yes, Facebook has ways of connecting to seeing. Like I do that with my parents, or I do that with my daughter who lives up in Seattle, that we're here now, and I'm down in Portland, and that's terrific. And they can bring us together, but so much of this technology tears us apart and takes away our humanity.
Yeah. Well, I can remember as a child going outside and playing, you know, with the neighborhood kids or with my friends or just going out and running around and doing things. And you very rarely see that these days.
Yeah.
It's so much easier to just hand the kid an iPad and away they go.
Mm-hmm. We're sitting across from the desk and we haven't even bumped fists and said hello and said we're just talking through these technology mics.
Exactly.
So I'm going to leave us with a little quote from Simon and Garfunkel's 59th Street Bridge song.
Nice.
I'm going to try and sing it. My wife says not to. And I apologize to all you astute listeners out there ahead of time. Slow down. You move too fast. You've got to make the morning last. Just kicking down the cobblestones. Looking for fun and feeling groovy.
Love it.
Terrible singing, but the sentiment is there.
It was wonderful. So, yes, that was a great mumble. You didn't mumble at all, though.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Slightly disappointed, but it was incredible. Now, unfortunately, we have to talk about our whiskey tasting.
Yes.
Pick of the day.
And now our pick of the day for our whiskey tastings. Let's see what bubbles to the top.
Can it not bubble to the top? I'm asking for a friend. So we've gotten through all of our segments. We've tasted a little whiskey. Perhaps a little too much whiskey.
Yes, too much whiskey. I'm going to strip now. I got to take off my shirt. Now, first of all, I'm going to apologize to all my relatives. So I'm French-Canadian.
Okay, yeah.
So I got to apologize to my Canadian relatives. And most of them are farmers.
Oh.
And they grow rye. And they grow other grains. And many of it is used in this. But this is terrible.
Yes.
I don't like Canadian whiskey. I'm sorry. I'm a big thumbs down. I take off my shirt. I have my undershirt. It says, back to the bourbon.
Yes.
And I reach down. I'm reaching down into my bag. That's not good radio, but all right. And I have brought us a little secret bottle for us to drink in the second segment.
Ooh.
We are going to be drinking Stag Junior.
We get the good stuff.
This is the good stuff.
That was the backup plan, right?
Exactly.
This is the backup plan.
So, I also am going to give it a thumbs down. Nathan, that is horrible. But fortunately, Mark has saved the day for our second hour.
It's going to be delicious, the second hour.
It will be wonderful. All right. So, yeah, we are down. Canadian Club, 1858. It's 80 proof. I don't think it's worth the 80 proof. The bottle was about $12 to $15. It is a screw top. If you really need a drink.
Screw tops are not necessarily bad.
But in this case?
I have a screw top for you.
Oh.
This is for you. Weller Special Reserve.
Oh, that's
green label. Nathan and Mike had this on their show one time. I had brought them. They loved it. It is what this whiskey is not.
Oh.
This is for you and your husband.
Well, thank you
so much.
To enjoy.
It's a screw top, but it's delicious.
But it's a good one, huh?
Yes.
Oh, it's Kentucky Straight Bourbon. Yeah. No, I'm happy.
It's a wheat one.
Okay.
Nice and easy drinking. I was debating between that and what this bottle's label says, the one that I put the Stag Junior, is really not this. It's a Four Roses Small Batch Select.
Oh.
Absolutely delicious. I was going to bring you one of those.
Mm-hmm.
But these are easy to find up in Seattle. That is very difficult to find.
Oh.
So I thought that's a better one to bring for you.
It's a treat. Thank you so much, Mark.
It's great to see you again. I haven't seen you. It's been like so many years. Last time was down in Portland.
Down in Portland, yeah.
We went to NOLA and the Pearl, and we had crow nuts.
Exactly. And it was delicious.
Oh, that was a great time.
So we are out of time on our first hour. But we have an even better hour next on the second hour. We have a unique in-studio Gadgets and Gear segment. We've brought back fan favorite Two Truths and a Lie. But most importantly, we have our letter segment where we read Nathan's email. All right, we will see you in just a few minutes as we continue Tech Time with Nathan Mum. I am Gwen. We have Mark in the studio. Join us for hour two right after this break.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment today in technology. The fun doesn't stop there. We recommend that you go to techtimeradio.com and join our fan list for the most important aspect of staying connected and winning some really great monthly prizes. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. We're also on YouTube, so check us out on youtube.com/techtimeradio, all one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
I got something great for you. Have you ever heard of letsgetchecked.com?
No.
Letsgetchecked.com. The purpose is to empower people to live longer, happier lives by guiding them through science empowered by technology and passionate about caring for people. At letsgetchecked.com, they combine diverse disciplines to deliver a seamless expert experience.
Tell me what they do, man.
Mike, they essentially have tests for your cholesterol, kidneys, prostate, colon, iron, vitamin D through B, testosterone, male hormones, everything that you need to get tested can be done through the privacy of your home and sent to their labs so that they can view the test results themselves.
Okay.
With over 132,000 infections detected, this is the place to go for COVID-19 testing, identify low testosterone levels, and boost performance with your home male hormone testing options.
Hey, that's for women too.
That's correct. You know what? If you go and take a look at letsgetchecked.com, there are tests for men and women. If you have concerns for any of your testing needs, now is the time to get checked out at letsgetchecked.com. Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, are you bored of TV? Like drugs, but can't afford them? Or still paying alimony?
Maybe.
All right. Read How to See a Man About a Dog, collected writing. It's surreal. It's strange. It's How to See a Man About a Dog. Get your dose of surreal prose and poetry with the Stark Comedy Collection.
Ebook available on Kindle Unlimited. Print copies are available on Amazon, the Book Depository, and more.
That's right. I'm going to go get my ebook on Kindle Unlimited today.
How to See a Man About a Dog. It combines darkly comic short stories, powerful poems, and pulp fiction prose to create a heartbreaking and hilarious journey readers will not soon forget. Read How to See a Man About a Dog, collected writings, for free with Kindle Unlimited. Ebook available on Kindle, print copies available on Amazon, the Book Depository, and more.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you heard of Unidragon?
Are you serious? Of course I know who Unidragon is. That's the puzzle dude.
The true wooden puzzle company that you can get for all of your holiday shopping.
Get the owl.
If you could have one puzzle underneath the tree for Christmas or the holiday season, what would it be, Mike?
It would be a Unidragon puzzle.
That's right. And which Unidragon puzzle would it be for your household?
The owl.
Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles.
Tech Time listeners, use promo code DRAGONTECH. Again, that's DRAGONTECH for a 10% discount code.
Now's the time to go to Unidragon.com. Again, that's Unidragon.com. Don't be fooled by other imitation puzzle makers. Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. They're no longer three sizes, Mike. Guess how many they are now?
They're four sizes.
That's right. They're four sizes.
Make sure to visit techtimeradio.com/sponsors and click on the order now button to go directly to Unidragon.
Our number one sponsor says thank you.
Coming to you from the shores of the Pacific Northwest, keeping you up to date on technology while enjoying a little whiskey on the side, with leading edge topics along with special guests to navigate technology in a segmented, stylized radio program. The information that will make you go, pull up a seat, raise a glass with our hosts as we spend the next hour talking about technology for the common person. Welcome to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum.
Yes, welcome back to Tech Time Radio with Nathan Mum. I am not Nathan Mum.
And you are?
I am Gwen Wei. And this is Mark Gregoire.
Hello.
But we are still the show that makes you go, Technology News of the Week. The show for the everyday common person with insightful segments on subjects weeks ahead of the mainstream media. Not being Nathan Mum, we still are welcoming you back as we live stream in studio Saturdays from 4 to 6. This is obviously the 5 o'clock hour. And on YouTube, Facebook Live, and Twitch from our home radio station, KKNW, 1150 AM. If you're not listening or watching to our show on Saturday afternoon, then you're listening to a rebroadcast. David, do you want to go ahead and give the whole spiel?
Okay, if you're listening on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, not 4 to 6, or Sunday, as Gwen said, you're listening to a rebroadcast.
There you go.
All right. Thank you.
Exactly.
I missed that from the first hour.
You know, I figured I'd give everybody a break, but I know people miss it. It's a good one. So, we are a weekly two-hour technology show that talks about current technology in a simple format without having to geek out. We highlight top tech news for the week, along with segments that bring different perspectives and highlighted topics. All right, let's start the show.
Now on today's show.
All right. As I said before, thank you for joining us on hour two of this week's Tech Time with Nathan Mum, the weekly technology show that makes you go, On the second hour, we have a unique in-studio gadgets and gear segment. We've brought back a fan favorite, as we will have Two Truths and a Lie. But most importantly, we have our letters segment. You know, Nathan has commented on the fact that older people tend to enjoy letters and the younger people tend to enjoy steals and deals more. I am firmly in the letters category.
Well, I'm an old person, so
there
you
we
know
go.
Where I land.
There we go. We're very happy to be doing letters today then. So where do you go for all your tech time information? Why, www.techtime.com, of course. You can watch the stream live, sign up for our newsletter, listen and watch archives, purchase merchandise, our NFTs, and even ask us technology questions that we could talk about on the show. Now is also the time to engage us on twitch.tv/techtime. Today is our interactive stream, or send us a tweet at #techtime. We'll keep an eye on it. You can also call us at 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-KKNW. That's 1-888-298-5569 and be part of the show. Now it's time to welcome back Mr. Gregoire to the show. And we're going to start out with our second loaded question of the day, brought to you by Elderberry Boost. Get your Elderberry Boost today at elderberry-boost.com.
I forgot we had a second question. All
exactly.
Right. What is this one?
We've got a second question, and we're going to involve David in this one.
All right.
And we're going to continue along with the theme. So we already asked about the best place for a wedding. So now what is the terrible excuse for not attending an important family event such as a wedding?
Oh, that's right. Mike always goes first. I don't know how he does that. Because when I'm listening on the radio, it always takes me the third person to think of something.
Right, right.
All right, what's a terrible, terrible excuse? There's lots of terrible excuses. I broke my toenail.
Oh, that's a pretty bad one. Although, it would also hurt, so.
Paper cut.
I'd be okay
anything
with that.
In that realm.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know, one of those fake hurt excuses.
The minor inconvenience pains.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that's good. That's good. David, what do you have?
Well, first, let me remove my mask here. Well, I'd have to go along those lines, but probably, I got to wash my hair.
Oh, the old, I can't go on a date with you. I've got to wash my hair.
Or I have a headache or, you know, somewhere along that line.
Nice. That works.
I don't know if you could use that hair excuse, though, there, David.
You know what?
No, I can't anyway.
We'll give him a little leeway, you know. Maybe he'll start growing a beard and then have to wash the beard.
My wife could use that excuse. She's got gorgeous long brown hair. Curly. Not too good. Just waves.
Waves.
But very thick and rich.
I've always been jealous of people with the really pretty waves. Mine is wavy when it's short, and then when it gets long, it just goes flat. So, yeah.
All right, Gwen, what's your excuse?
What's my excuse? Well, I mean, I can always use the excuse of, sorry, David has a show. Can't come to the wedding. Got to go see the band.
Oh.
Yeah, so I think that's what I would go with.
Throwing your husband under the bus. Love it.
You know, it's part of a strong marriage. He knows that he can always use me as an excuse, too. We back each other up.
That's beautiful.
And in case the listeners want to know, he is in the next room there over there.
He is here in studio listening, working frantically on his final paper for international accounting for his master's program. So
that's a good excuse too.
Exactly. See, we've got a lot of built-in excuses right now. All right, so now let's get our episode started with our informative emails that Nathan received during this week. This includes scams, phishing emails, and all-out mistruths disguised as legitimate emails in the segment we call Letters.
And the letters all have songs.
I love this song.
I never get tired of that.
It's so good.
It brings me back when my grandparents were watching Perry Como.
Oh, yeah.
And Lawrence Welk.
Lawrence Welk.
Yes.
The bubbles. We need bubbles here. All right. So I am going to start off. I've got a lovely email here, or rather Nathan got a lovely email here from Irina. Irina at candidateops.com. It almost sounds legitimate. Almost.
It looks valid.
It does. It really does. The title is Re-LinkedIn. In just a few hours, we are going to fix your LinkedIn profile and get you hired. Plus, we are going to go over a formula to create, number one, 5 to 7 new decision makers conversations this week. Number two, 10 or more conversations with VCs, PEs, iBanks, every week for the next 3 weeks. Three, a process to get these decision makers to chase you with larger roles. Four, the rollout of your new value on LinkedIn to get employers comfortable and see you as a scarce, needed resource.
I've already signed up.
Right. Five, control in the interview process so you can box out the competition and convert. Now. Six, a simple 2-hour per month plan to be known as the resource in your space so you never have to look again. You will have massive takeaways to implement right now, and we will go through our strategy to get you hired within weeks, guaranteed. We've created a 2-minute job search survey to help us help you. You can access it here.
Here's a big question.
Uh-huh.
Did you click the link?
I did not.
Oh.
I did not.
Because I have some I saw this one. I got some questions.
Yeah.
It looks legitimate to me.
It does look relatively legitimate.
I researched the email it came from. That is
It's a valid company.
It's a valid company that matches that validity. It wasn't somebody changed one letter or anything.
Yeah.
Everything looks good, except the link is a little strange, but I think that's a valid link.
The link's a little sketchy.
I think this is just one of those hokey companies looking.
I mean, it could be. Like, it could be as legitimate as this kind of thing gets. I mean, obviously, no company can guarantee that you'll have a job in your field within X amount of time. That's a scam.
Yeah. I would put it under a spam versus scam.
Okay. I could see that.
Because I think they're just looking for business people to buy in, and it's probably not it's a real company doing things, but
yeah.
Is it really going to give you those 6 things you said?
Oh, goodness, no.
The only thing that upset me about this is the subject. It's re. I hate when new emails come in with that re.
With re,
That just tells me it's definitely spam at that point.
Oh, yeah. At that point, I don't even open it. I just delete it.
All right. The one, I love this one. Waterproof Tesla-inspired electric lighter. And man, they got this beautiful picture on here of this lighter with these little...
It is beautiful.
It's not a flame, but the little electronics. I mean, it looks so real to me. It looks good. It looks like they're just trying to sell me something.
Like, that would make a good Christmas gift for some people.
But then you delve into it deeper.
Uh-oh.
And deeper. So you look at the email it's from. I can't even say this. ANTBQSTXF at Cobra with an extra O dot B-E. I mean, it's another one of those re's.
Yeah, again. Yeah.
And then the web link, when it says to read more, it goes to this web link that has all this tracking information in it. And I don't even know if it goes to an actual company. I didn't click on the link.
I mean, probably
because I was
best.
On my work computer, so I'm not about to click on that stuff. But saying that is... I don't think it's a spam like the other one. I actually think they're trying to get more stuff on this one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But you got to look where the emails are from. And,
oh, that's huge.
And,
yeah.
And before you click on a link, you can always, Nathan talked about this before, you can move your mouse over it if you're on the computer.
And just hover
and
over it.
And hover over it and see it. Now, where they get you is most people are doing these on their phones. And there's no hovering.
And you can't hover there.
No.
Yeah.
So that's where they're getting people on these. As long as it looks good, people are clicking. Don't click if you don't know.
Don't click on emails. Don't click on text messages unless you're expecting them. Yeah. So my next one is a work of dubious art. It is --, a picture of a package, --, tracking, --, number, picture of package, --, # lowercase a, capital F, lowercase I, capital B, capital U, capital H, capital L, capital B.
Sounds like a tracking. You're going on.
It sounds
like my tracking number. Yeah, it's my tracking number.
It sounds legitimate.
It is legitimate.
So we go down to the from, and it is from James Sandy 41 VQUT KH 2 1810 at googlegroups.com. On behalf of ? period. A period, M period, A period, Z period, 0 period, period, N ? Period, **.
That's just Amazon.
Exactly. It's obviously must be legitimate. So it says Amazon across the top, you know, because that's how they start everything. Mm-hmm. Dear user, unfortunately, we were not able to deliver your postal package in time because your address is not correct. Please reply us with the correct shipping address. And it's got a link to update your address.
Did you try clicking that link?
I did actually click that one.
And what did you discover?
It was definitely looking for information.
Well, on that one, that link. Oh, so you got better than mine. My link didn't even work.
Really?
No, it wasn't until you went to try to do unsubscribe.
Yeah.
That it went. It started blasting it to all these different email addresses.
See, when I clicked on the change address, it actually popped up a thing looking for username and password, which I closed immediately because that's how they get you. Like, if you do that, what they do is they store your username. And since most people use one of like maybe two or three passwords on all of their things and the same username, they just kind of collect as many passwords as you're going to type in and use them later. It is interesting that underneath it says, if you don't want to receive these emails from Amazon, lowercase a, in the future, please unsubscribe. And again, has that link. Amazon, lowercase a, Inc., capital I. Attention, community support, Amazon Way, Calais Esposito, 12-29-006, Malaga, España. I'm like, it doesn't even make sense.
No. A couple of things on this one has a rule of thumb that I practice. If there's emojis in the subject line, I've never seen a legitimate company or person ever put an emoji in the subject line.
Exactly.
That's an automatic one. And then the unsubscribe, I did click on that.
Yeah.
So it creates like an email to send an email. You're just supposed to say unsubscribe and hit send. It mailed it to about 20 different email addresses, all these really bad links that so they start collecting your data.
Yeah. And they know that somebody will respond to emails at that email address.
All right. The one I liked was a forward, which is interesting.
Right, right.
Someone is trying, spelled wrong, T-R-I-N-G, not T-R-Y-I-N-G, to log into your account. Don't know what my account is, but it was from, oh, look who it's from.
Oh, it's our friend James Sandy again.
Aww. Yes.
But it's on behalf of somebody else this time.
Yes, but this is on behalf of G account. So it must be my Gmail or my Google account. They don't code. It's something that starts with a G.
Right, right.
And it says login attempt blocked. Response needed. A user has signed into your Google account from a new device. We're sending you this email to verify that is you. The location was from London, United Kingdom.
Ooh.
Whoa, I'm in Seattle right now. I'm not there.
London.
Of course I got to click yes. This is not me. Well, if you click the yes, this is not me, it opens up an email and it sends it to all those 20 bad addresses.
Again. I mean, at least they found a way to go and kind of kept it going. I did notice that all of these O's in the subject line are zeros.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there's lots of red.
Yes.
Lots of red in this one.
Getting your attention with bright colors.
Yeah. So basically, if it's over-the-top email people, astute listeners, don't click the link.
Exactly. It's not going to go well. It's not going to go well.
And it doesn't look right.
It does not. And, you know, James emailed us again.
Oh, he did. What did James want this time?
He said that he still needs our final confirmation and gives us an ID number. Which is a ridiculous string.
What did we sign up for, Gwen?
I don't know, but it's on behalf of ...unsub... ...*. So I wonder if Nathan clicked on the unsubscribe and sent the email and then got this as a response.
I don't know. Keep reading, Gwen. I really want to know where...
Exactly.
What do they want?
So, well, they need our confirmation, please.
Oh, absolutely.
Hi there. This is an email to inform you that your email address has been listed as a subscriber to receive notifications from our Adults Sex 18 website.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun.
I know what you're going to click. Yes, it's me. Let's get started.
Let's get started, right? Or no, unsubscribe. Yeah, to make sure we're only sending these emails to our subscribers and to respect subscribers' terms and conditions agreement. So they're trying to make it seem like... We're doing this for you.
Yeah.
We're making sure you're okay with it.
Since I'm sitting in Mike's seat, I think he would say this is one of those fear-based emails.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to get this and go, oh, my God, an adult sex site? Oh, my God, no.
It was definitely not me. Unsubscribe. Yeah.
Yes. Very fear-based.
And you don't actually end up reading through any of it. So I'm just saying, James Sandy, you are not our friend anymore.
No. Do I have any more James Sandy?
I don't know.
Yeah. You know what? I was going to do this next one, but I'll skip. I got another James Sandy. I'm going to do this one quick and jump to the next one. It's the same thing as the last one. It's a dating hub. Same thing. Same emojis. Same looking for a mistake. Same fear-based. Yep. The whole thing. The one I want to talk about is forward. Attention. Your monthly Bank of America voucher statement has arrived. Blah, blah, blah. With a little package in the thing. So once again, my emojis.
Emojis. Yeah, yeah.
Address is from, it says Bank of America, but the address is yrfav@yrfav.fi or FL. I can't read. some crazy thing.
Yeah,
so,
that sounds like Bank of America.
Congratulations, you received a Bank of America award. I won an award, special offer.
An award?
Complete a short 30-second survey of our experiences.
Oh, and wonderful.
So they want me to click. It goes to this great fake Not Bank of America website and start filling in some information. And once again, it sounds fake to me.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. If you win an award that has nothing to do with your work that you are not aware of, it's not a legitimate award. No. Just letting everybody know.
My favorite spam, though, was from Nathan Mum. I went into my spam to look for spam things, and I had an email from Nathan Mum in my spam.
Oh,
it was classic. I know.
That is so good. Nathan, stop sending us spam.
Oh, I hate it.
All right. Well, that was wonderful. If you have a great technology question or an idea for a segment, or you would just like to share it on the show, talk to us, you know, we're friendly. Go to techtimeradio.com and click on the Be a Caller. Submit the idea so we can get it and you on the show. Up next, we have Gadgets and Gears. This is my monthly review of gadgets. But since I'm in studio, we're going to get to do two items.
Oh,
yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm here.
You will not want to miss this. You're listening to the show that makes you go, We'll be right back after these commercials.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's going on?
Hey, have you heard of Unidragon?
Are you serious? Of course I know who Unidragon is. That's the puzzle dude.
The true wooden puzzle company that you can get for all of your holiday shopping.
Get the owl.
If you could have one puzzle underneath the tree for Christmas or the holiday season, what would it be, Mike?
It would be a Unidragon puzzle.
That's right. And which Unidragon puzzle would it be for your household?
The owl.
Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. Tech Time listeners, use promo code DRAGONTECH. Again, that's DRAGONTECH for a 10% discount code. Now's the time to go to Unidragon.com. Again, that's Unidragon.com. Don't be fooled by other imitation puzzle makers. Only get your true puzzle from Unidragon.com. They're the best, and they're the world's leader in wooden puzzles. They're no longer three sizes, Mike. Guess how many they are now?
They're four sizes.
That's right. They're four sizes. Make sure to visit techtimeradio.com/sponsors and click on the order now button to go directly to Unidragon. Our number one sponsor says thank you.
Welcome back to Tech Time with Nathan Mum. Still not Nathan Mum here, but we are bringing you a segment brought to you by Story Coffee. Sit back and have the best coffee money can buy with a sip of Story Coffee. Visit them at www.storycoffee.com. Now let's get started with our next segment, one that I at least am very familiar with.
What's new in our gadgets and gear?
All right. Well, I do have to ask, though, first, have you tried Story Coffee yet?
I don't drink coffee.
You don't drink coffee.
But I'll be a but. Usually I don't say but. I say and.
Right.
This is
right.
A big but. My wife loves coffee. I bought her Story Coffee.
Yeah.
It's delicious, she said. Now, I love the smell of coffee. And when she was making it, I was like, is that the Story Coffee? It smells great in here.
See, there we go. So it made both of you happy.
It did.
That's what matters. All right. So I am bringing you not one, but two gadgets this month. Sadly, obviously, I am here and not at home with my screen to share the screen with you. So I'll have to describe them a little bit better than normal. But I think that these are definitely good things. I'm going to start with something. We're coming into the holiday season. We've just finished Thanksgiving. We're coming up, you know, we're in the middle of Hanukkah. We're coming up on Christmas and New Year's. And this time of year involves a lot of travel. So I pulled as my first device something called Cabless.
Okay.
It's available on Kickstarter. You can just go to kickstarter.com and search for Cabless. But Cabless is a near universal charger. So it features a unique two-in-one design. On one end, you have a Type-C USB, a Type-C plug. And a cap that goes over it that converts it to a USB. And on the other side, you've got a Type-C with a cap that converts it to an Apple Lightning.
Oh.
So you're able to charge all of your devices off this one battery, and you only have to carry one cord.
That's really nice.
Yeah, it's pretty
exciting. Because like I have my bag I carry around with me, and in that I have a little pouch, but I have a converter for all the different types.
Exactly.
So you're saying I can get rid of all that and just have this
and
one
just
piece.
Have this one device. It also has the option to support a micro jack plug. So if you're going really old school, you can do that too. It's basically, in other words, the unique design of Cabless allows it to carry the exact plug that you need for almost every device at any time. So right now, there are 12 days to go still. So Cabless is still available to everybody listening. What would you pay for that?
Oh, I'm cheap. That's not a good question. How about guessing how much is it?
Okay, how much is it?
I wish I had a picture of it. I'm going to guess it's $25.
You are pretty close. It's coming to $30 right now.
Okay. That's I'm cheap.
Exactly. Exactly. But I think it's well worth it, and it will make traveling much easier.
I meant $30.
That's what I heard.
Yeah. Okay.
You totally said 30.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. I heard 30.
Don't play back the tape there, David.
But yeah, so I think this is a great tool to use for charging. I went out of town for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We went to Phoenix and then to Austin, and it was a great trip, but I forgot a charger for my Apple Watch. And that would have given me the plug I needed to be able to actually charge it. So
that's a great, great gift.
Yeah. I think that would also be a good gift. Good point. My other gadget is also what I would consider a great gift.
Okay.
It's pretty cool. So all of you listeners who are out there and not driving your car right now, go to Kickstarter.com and search for Dwarf 2. That's Dwarf II. It's a periscopic telescope. A small periscopic telescope that you can carry with you. They use a prism to fold the light path, which is fairly common. Okay. It can rotate in altitude and azimuth, and the altitude axis passes through the centroid on the optical tube. So you can go all the way up and around, and you can go around this way. So you can see everything.
Okay, you've got to help me out here.
Mm-hmm.
I've never carried a periscope with me before.
I mean, fair. Who has?
So what is the application for this? It really sounds really neat, but what's the application?
You can use it to stargaze. We've got another eclipse coming up. You could use it to...
Well, that's a telescope, usually, not a periscope.
It's a periscopic telescope.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it does it all. You can actually lengthen it up so that you can get better views, unobstructed views.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it's really cool. The optical tube does not actually rise up when you raise it up. So you're getting the same crisp vision, even when it's up above and you're rotating it up there.
Okay.
So it's pretty exciting.
That's kind of neat.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Exactly. As a former astronomy buff, when I saw this, it instantly went on my list. Now, obviously, telescopes are expensive.
They're very expensive.
They're very expensive. I have a dear friend who has one, which cost him somewhere around $1,400.
Yeah, I was going to say $1,000 to $2,000.
Yep. And we always loved taking it out outside of Austin, Texas, where there's no lights. So you get just this completely unobstructed view of the planets and the moon and the stars. And it was gorgeous. Having said that, right now, there are 40 days to go on the Dwarf 2 project, so you've got plenty of time to order it. And the early bird price, which is good for at least another week, is $350.
Oh.
Yeah. So you get a portable, adjustable telescope that actually also periscopic, so it goes up and down for $350.
That's cool. Now, my daughters used to have a telescope, and that was always neat to watch the stars. Anybody that mm-hmm. does that as a regular basis, it's always fascinating to me.
Oh, yeah.
But a periscope? Come on, man. That is so cool.
It is so cool. And it's something that you could easily pack up. Like, anytime we took Tim's telescope out, it would take, like, at least 45 minutes to take it down and put it very carefully in its case. And it took up a lot of space.
Yeah. I still don't know what I'd ever do with a periscope. But I just love them.
Yeah. It just the concept is cool, you know? You could do all kinds of stuff. So I'm just saying we've got some good stuff.
Like if you're sitting in an office and you're sitting in a cube, you could use it to look over the cube, see what's going on around you and secretly spy and stuff.
If you're like on the other side of the office from your boss, now that everybody's going back to the office, you could be like, is he in his office still? Do I have to stay or can I leave early?
And it's a little one that's like a pocket one, you said, where mm-hmm. it's like, oh, that's kind of...
It's kind of cool.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, if you've got an astronomy lover in your household, you might consider this. So
I'm going to check that one out online.
Exactly. Again, for all of our listeners and viewers, go to Kickstarter.com. If you're interested in the cable, click or search for Cabless. That's C-A-B.
That one is hugely practical.
I went for one practical.
Yeah, I like the.
And one completely impractical.
I think the periscope one is drawing my heart. But the other one is probably the one I'd end up buying.
Exactly. It makes much more sense. Yeah. And it's more reasonably priced. But yeah, if you want to check out the periscopic telescope, Dwarf 2.
I'm going to have another sip of our whiskey here. Now, for all those astute viewers, because the listeners can't see, we have Canadian Club 1858, which we reviewed the first hour. Go back and listen to that. Two thumbs down. Oops. What we're drinking here is actually Stag Junior Batch 16.
It is beautiful. It is warm. It fills my heart with joy and almost, Nathan, makes up for the Canadian Club.
Oh, my goodness. Love it, love it. And those that are online, I talked about this the first hour. My shirt is Back to the Bourbon. It's a takeoff on Back to the Future.
It's amazing.
Because we are drinking bourbon now. Curiosity Public, if you're interested in that, it's a YouTube channel. They have some great shirts. They do kind of takeoffs on that.
I like that.
They have a Scotch Trek if you're into Scotch.
Oh, I know people who would love that. Speaking of Christmas presents. All right. Well, that ends our segment, Gadgets and Gear. When we return, we have an old goodie returning for a third segment. We have two truths and a lie. Will I trick David and Mark? Make sure to join us back here after the break as I read three article headings with one of them being false. Can you catch the lie?
Hello, my name is Arthur, and my life's work is connecting people with coffee. Story Coffee is a small batch specialty coffee company that uses technology to connect people to each product resource, which allows farmers to unlock their economic freedom. Try our Medium Roast Founder Series coffee, which is an exotic bourbon variety that is smooth, fresh, and elegant at storycoffee.com. That's storicoffee.com. Today you can get your first bag free when you subscribe at storycoffee.com with code TECHTIME. That's storicoffee.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Downs, host of Reigniting You, a new show here on KKNW that explores a variety of topics and timely issues for making mid to late career transitions. I'll be here every Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock bringing you guest interviews, career transition advice, and great stories to guide you to what's next in your career and life. Gain a renewed sense of purpose for your next phase with a positive, forward-looking approach. Get ready to be re-energized, recharged, and reignited Wednesdays at 3 o'clock.
Welcome back to Tech Time with Nathan Mum.
Oh, don't interrupt my music. I was jamming.
It's a good one. I do like that one, definitely. We have gone through 130 minutes of technology and have just about 15 minutes left.
Oh, that's it.
Pretty good. Let's now start with our segment by looking at a few more interesting stories.
And now we have two truths and a lie.
Now, we brought two truths and a lie back because it's Mike's favorite game show. That's totally not true. But I am
it's
going,
mine.
See, there you go. I am going to use Nathan's favorite subject. So all of these will be space related.
Oh, okay.
All right. Story number one. NASA's many science missions now include learning how to deflect killer asteroids. Story number two. NASA Inspector General warns of space station gap. And story number three. SpaceX starts building Starship launch pad in California.
Oh, my goodness. David, you got any help over there?
I'm trying over here, but I got to let you answer first.
Oh.
Of course, you could ask to repeat the statements one more time.
Yeah, so yeah, please repeat. I'm going to go. Number two, the gap is hilarious. It sounds like a lie, but I do believe that one is true. I think I have heard of that one.
Okay.
And number one, what was number about?
Deflecting the killer asteroids.
I want that one to be true. And the last one is
SpaceX building their Starship launch pad in California. Because we all know how Elon feels.
Yeah, I'm going to say that one is false, the third one.
Okay.
Because he never wants to do anything in California, and I just don't want the first one to be false.
Okay, that's so fair. That's fair.
That's what I'm going to go with.
David?
I'm going to stall for time. Can you repeat them one more time?
I can repeat them one more time. Story number one, NASA's many science missions now include learning how to deflect killer asteroids. Story number two, NASA Inspector General warns of space station gap. And story number three, SpaceX starts building Starship launch pad in California.
Dos, number two.
Number two?
Yep, I'm going to go with number two.
Okay. Well, the first story, NASA's many science missions now include learning how to deflect killer asteroids.
Please be true. Please be true.
Is absolutely true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that story. Tell me more about that one.
It's so cool. So SpaceX launched a Falcon 9 rocket, which carried on its tip a refrigerator-sized spacecraft that will fly roughly 6.7 million miles hunting a small asteroid about the size of a football stadium before going kamikaze and crashing into it at 15,000 miles per hour, probably next September.
And they think that's actually going to do something.
That's what they're saying.
Did you say how big the asteroid was?
The asteroid is about the size of a football stadium.
So something the size of a refrigerator is going to change the course of the size of a football field.
They think it's going to
actually shatter it.
I think if somebody believes that, they've been drinking more bourbon than we have.
I mean, fair. But
I don't know.
I am so looking forward to
it. I was never great at physics. I was electrical engineering, computer science. So maybe. But it doesn't sound right to me.
It sounds so cool, though.
But it's so cool.
It sounds so cool.
And I'm not SpaceX and Elon Musk. We won't get into that. But Falcon 9, that's a cool,
it is. Cool name. It's a really cool name. And I mean, this is just a cool project. I love it.
I love that one.
Okay, so we're down to the two that you've chosen.
All right.
David went with Inspector General warning of the space station gap.
All right.
Mark went with SpaceX building a Starship launch pad in California.
As we chose those as each one being false.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. And the false story is SpaceX building in California.
They
are actually building the launch pad in Florida.
One state, one park. It's one word off. Usually what happens.
That's usually what happens. So yeah, let's go ahead and go through that really quickly, and then we'll talk about the space station.
I got to do a shout out, Mike. I kept your streak going, buddy.
Yeah. Happy wedding.
Yes, congratulations.
That's your present.
Congratulations.
All right. So, yeah, SpaceX is actually building a launch pad in Florida for Starship Mars rocket.
So the false part was the state?
The state.
Yep. And that's what we guessed because Elon Musk has been bashing California.
Ever since he moved to Texas. Yep.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's pretty excited. They've started building a pad for the launch complex at Launch Complex 39A, which is part of Kennedy Space Center. Mm-hmm. So they're still going to keep working with NASA, which I think is absolutely spectacular.
Mm-hmm.
Construction of the orbital launch pad at the Cape has begun. 39A is hallowed spaceflight ground, no place more deserving of a Starship launch pad. We'll have similar but improved ground systems and tower to Starbase.
All right.
Going back to the space station gap, NASA is indeed concerned about it. Mostly because they had planned to be launching more space stations, smaller ones, specifically commercial space stations, before the ISS was retired. Now they're not sure that they're going to actually be able to do it because they need to have at least one in service by 2028, and they are falling behind.
Yeah. Yeah, they just gave a big award to, is it three or four different contractors to build the commercial space stations?
Yeah.
As you mentioned. So that's exciting.
Oh, it's going to be great. With ISS, you know, having issues with, you know, Russia blowing up their own satellites and accidentally launching missiles and the whole nine yards.
Those are crazy.
Oh, it's been busy up in space is what I'm saying. You know, I just hope it holds on. Yeah. I hope it holds on.
They were talking about cleaning up space. The guy from Apple, Wozniak?
Yeah.
Cleaning it up. So that's a... I think Mike already went off on this, but since I'm sitting in his chair right now, I'll go off. Thank you, Mr. Wozniak. That is a great, great thing you're doing for society. Unlike Mr. Elon Musk, who's just looking for places to make more money and not give back to society. There's my political rant.
And launching Teslas into space, because why not?
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations, Mr. Gregoire. I'm sorry, David. Better luck next time. I was rooting for you. We do have our final segment coming back from the break. It's our spotlight end of the show segment, This Week in Technology. So let's find out what happened. We'll see you after the break.
Hey, Mike.
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, are you bored of TV? Like drugs but can't afford them, or still paying alimony?
Maybe.
All right. Read How to See a Man About a Dog, collected writing. It's surreal. It's strange. It's How to See a Man About a Dog. Get your dose of surreal prose and poetry with the Stark Comedy Collection.
Ebook available on Kindle Unlimited. Print copies are available on Amazon, the Book Depository, and more.
That's right. I'm going to go get my ebook on Kindle Unlimited today.
Hey, babe, I hear that you can download a new voice on Siri.
No way.
Yes, it's true. It's a voice that goes, hey, you big hunk. What do you want to do and where do you want to go?
Stop it.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm kidding.
What has tech ever done for our relationships?
We can't talk about that on the radio.
If you want to eavesdrop on juicy conversations that no one is having around all things love, sex, and relationships, join us right here, 1 p.m. on KKNW and wherever you get your podcast.
We look forward to seeing you in the Love Shack.
How to See a Man About a Dog. It combines darkly comic short stories, powerful poems, and pulp fiction prose to create a heartbreaking and hilarious journey readers will not soon forget. Read How to See a Man About a Dog, collected writings, for free with Kindle Unlimited. Ebook available on Kindle, print copies available on Amazon, the Book Depository, and more.
All right, welcome back to Tech Time with Nathan Mom. Still not Nathan Mom, although I hear he is giving a great best man speech at Mike's wedding right about now.
Oh, we should patch in there.
Ah, that would be great.
Or not. Maybe people are enjoying not listening to Nathan for just one time.
That's possible. I mean, we all love him. He's a great host. He's a great guy. But yeah, I think having a little bit of a shake up, a little bit of a change can be nice.
Yeah. Oh. I'm enjoying it.
See? So am I.
Right.
All right. So let's go ahead and start our final segment.
And now, let's look back at this week in technology.
Oh. Wow. Wow. As a former player of a violin, that hurt my soul.
And I don't understand the connection to that and technology.
I don't know. When does Nathan do things that make sense?
How about almost never?
Exactly.
Can't say fully never, but you could say almost.
Almost never. Yeah, I think that's about right. All right, so this is one that touches me deep in my heart. It happened back on December 1st, 1996.
Oh, a little bit after my younger daughter was born.
Oh, see, there you go.
Wow, that was my college
graduation. Older daughter, sorry. That was my older daughter in 96.
Oh, my goodness. Almost got in trouble there.
Wow, yeah. No, that was when I was graduating from Washington State University.
Wow.
Congratulations.
All right, so... In 1996, America Online launched a new subscription plan offering unlimited dial-up internet access for only $19.95 a month.
Wow.
Yeah. Until that point, you always had to have hourly usage. And I believe it was somewhere around $10 for 5 hours. Unless you did what I did, which was just wait for them to send you the free 500-hour CDs.
Oh, my goodness. I had that note here.
See?
That my free month. Yeah. And you collect that from your parents, from your friends, from everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
If it was somebody who was not into being online, it was like, give me that.
That was it.
Yeah. So that was very exciting to college-aged Gwen. I was... very, very excited to have access to internet outside of the actual college.
Yeah, this was big back then. This brought a lot of new subscribers in.
It really did. I still, in my mind, hear the AOL sound anytime I log online and get the, you have mail. It's always there. Always.
Yeah, I think they mentioned this at another show that they're kind of glad that's not around anymore because of all the emails we get now. Can you imagine? You have mail, you have mail, you have mail. You have
blah, 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 blah. Constant.
Oh, my goodness.
Especially if it was tied to my work email account. There would be not a silent minute in the day. It would be crazy. But yeah, it was a huge increase. Mm-hmm. And then it caused usage overloads because suddenly everybody was like, oh, I can go online anytime now. So they all did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they had over 1 million within the first week almost.
Yeah.
And can you imagine then? And people would just, at least I did too. You would log in and when you're done,
you wouldn't leave it on.
You wouldn't log on. So everybody's using that bandwidth.
Constantly. And that's about when we started seeing the sites that would allow you to download things. Mm-hmm. So you would be like downloading a song. Hi, Napster. I remember you. And you would just leave it on all night downloading because that was the only way to get it. Yeah.
Now, the only thing is, if I remember, that was 25 years ago because right, I know because my daughter just turned 25.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, it was November 26th. Shout out, Sarah. It was still going over the phone line.
Yep.
So you did have to be careful. That's when we used to go in there and we put the splitter in there. So your computer in one plug and your phone in the other plug. But yep, if you're online, you couldn't take phone calls.
And exactly.
And for you young ones, that's before cell phones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So nobody could call you while you're online. So you did have to jump off occasionally.
Occasionally. Although, honestly, that was at least half of the benefit in my mind was if I was online, I wasn't getting phone calls. So, you know.
Oh, my goodness. And now everybody jumping online, what did that cause any repercussions?
It did. There was actually several class action lawsuits filed by angry subscribers because they weren't able to access the service.
I don't remember that.
I remember, people being upset about it, but honestly, I remember far more outrage for people who had cable internet when, for example, if you live in an apartment building, mm-hmm, everybody gets home at 5 o'clock, so your internet just automatically nosedives because you're all using the same bandwidth.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's crazy how far technology has come.
Yeah. What did I do? Because I remember being, once again, I mentioned earlier, I'm cheap.
Right,
so
right.
So I think, I don't know if it was in 96 or a little bit after that, I found another service that was more free dial-up still.
Mm-hmm.
It was ZeroNet or Net Zero.
Net Zero.
Yes. There you go.
I remember Net Zero.
Yeah. So I did that for my internet stuff.
Which was, and kids today, I'm going to join you on the old side of the fence here. Mm-hmm. They don't understand how fast things are. It was so slow, but it's what we expected.
Mm-hmm.
I remember one of my very first jobs in technology was actually supporting software that was a speakerphone and fax machine. And I got very adept at listening to the tones and knowing where it was connecting and how it was connecting and if it was actually connected to the internet. Just listening to the sound.
Wow.
Yeah. It was awful.
Yeah. And that's back when your computer used to have to put in fax boards to your computer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why it was a big deal that ours was software.
Yeah.
And it would let you just print it out. It was, things have changed so much is what I'm saying, basically. But yeah, AOL basically introduced the information superhighway to the masses.
Can I add another one?
Oh, of course.
For this week?
Of course.
All right. I didn't know if we had time. All right, great. November 29th, 1972, mm-hmm, Pong from Atari.
Yes.
Atari introduced their first product, Pong, which would become the world's first commercially successful video game. Popularity of Pong sparked the beginning of video game industry, with Atari bringing the leader in both arcade and home video game industries throughout the early 1980s.
That is amazing.
We had to mention that.
Oh, yes.
Said some of us probably grew up playing it. I know I did.
Oh, yeah. Pong was classic. We actually had an Atari in the home, and it was incredible.
It was. We had one in my home, too.
Uh-huh. Did you also have to play E.T.? It was a horrible
I had a whole bunch of games. E.T., Missile Command.
Missile Command.
Baseball.
Combat.
Yeah. Combat. Oh, yeah, Combat. Was
good. My mom's favorite was Q-Bert.
Oh, that's cute.
Oh, yeah, Q-Bert.
Yeah.
My best friend, David Johnson, got the first Atari when it first came out.
Oh, wow.
I was at his home all the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And there was when he first bought the console, that's the only game they had. That was the game that it came with. That's all they had.
So it was just Pong.
Just Pong.
All day.
Back, I can't remember the exact year. It was 1974 to 76, somewhere in that area. And we loved it. And it wasn't until a few years later, they realized screen TV burn in.
Oh.
You had the Pong little lines there on the TV.
Constantly. Oh, man.
Oh.
Wow.
I've enjoyed this, Gwen. I got a quick thing to end on this.
Oh, please do, Mark.
I would love to do this together. We call it Gwen and Mark again. Gamma. Bring back those gamma rays. Shine in the light.
I love this.
I'm putting your name first. Not because of chivalry. Because if you did Mark first, it'd be Mark and Gwen. M-A-G-A.
Oh, yeah, no.
Don't want to go there.
We're going gamma.
We're going 100%. Gamma.
Thank you. Thank you all. From all of us here at Tech Time with Nathan Mum, Mum's the word. Have a great week.
Thanks for joining us on Tech Time Radio. We hope that you had a chance to have that moment in technology today. We also have a few other ways to stay connected, including subscribing to our podcast on any podcast service from Apple to Google and everything in between. And also signing up on our YouTube page where you get to see us live in video. Yep, you can see us chat and have some fun. It's youtube.com/techtimeradio. All one word. We hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did making it for you. From all of us at Tech Time Radio, remember, mum's the word. Have a safe and fantastic week.